We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Yibum, Halacha Gimel, paragraph Yud Aleph. We were in the middle of a discussion regarding the topic of shoes and how it appears in different mitzvahs in the Torah related to Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, a Jew who was in mourning, a Jew Chas V'Shalom who was excommunicated. And now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to our topic, which is the topic of Yibum. Paragraph Yud Aleph, V'zeh b'chinas chalitzas hamenolim shel Yivama. Based on what we've been speaking about till now, we'll understand also the significance of the removal of the shoe, which the Yivama does, the woman who is up for Yibum, and when her husband who passed away, when his brother refuses to go through with Yibum, she removes his shoe. Because when the living brother refuses to be meyabem, to go through the process of Yibum, and to establish a name for his brother who passed away, that implies that the tumah of Esav is attached to him, or is awakened in him. Shehu soinei lo'ochiv Yaakov. The Torah tells us that Esav hates his brother Yaakov. And this brother who's refusing to show a love for his brother who passed away, he's refusing to build up his name, the implication is that maybe a drop of Esav has attached itself to him. V'chol ze machmas pegam emunas chachomim. And all of this is because of something lacking in faith in rabbis, faith in tzaddikim, as we discussed before. Sheze ikar hapegam shel hameis b'loy bonim. That's really an underlying cause of a person who passes away without having children. Umishom misoirer hasoinei hanal. And that's what activates the enemy, Esav. V'hu nechaz biochiv. And Esav grabs on to his brother. He attaches himself to his brother. Ve'enoy manichoy lehishtadel behatzol asochiv. And does not allow the living brother to do what needs to be done to save and to help his brother who passed away. Vafilu, that's when the Yavam refuses to do it. Vafilu im hayavam roitze liyabim. And even in a situation where the living brother would be willing to go through with Yibum, rak shenimna liyabim machma she'eno yochoy lechavein l'shei mitzvah. And the only thing that's holding him back from going through with it is the fact that he knows that he cannot necessarily do this with pure intentions, that his intentions are only for the benefit of his brother. Kamayachshov, like nowadays, Rav Nosson Zal writes, he's writing this during his time, 150 years ago already, shenoyagim b'chalitza, where the custom is that the Beis Din, the court, does not offer the option of Yibum anymore, but rather the only option available is Chalitza. Machma shero she'ein mechavnen l'shei mitzvah. Because of the fact that the rabbis realized and saw that people were not capable anymore of performing this mitzvah purely for the sake of mitzvah, for the sake of upholding the name of the brother. Still, Afal Pikein, even though that's the case, even though it's not the brother that's refusing, it's Jewish law today that doesn't offer that option, Gamze biatzmoy she'ena yochoy lechavin l'shei mitzvah, the fact that the rabbis understood that people today are not on a level to have the pure intentions here, ze biatzmoy b'chinas pegam emunas chachamim. That itself reflects a deficiency, something lacking in emuna in tzaddikim. Shemishom misoyer v'nesacheis b'chinas Esav. And that's what activates and allows the klipa of Esav, shehu hasoinei hagodol, who is the great enemy, she'enoi marachim afilu aloviv, who has no pity even on his own brother, That's what allows him to be functioning. Ki ze she'eino yochel lechavin l'shem mitzvah, ze machmes pegam abris. The fact that a man today is not on a level to perform the mitzvah of Yibum with the pure intentions, that implies a weakness, a lack in Tikkun HaBris. Ki im hoya kodesh b'kedushas HaBris koroi l'isha Yisraeli, because if the person were really holy in the area of Bris, the way a Jew is supposed to be, bevadai hoya mechavein tomid l'shem mitzvah, then that person's intentions always, when he's associating with a woman, with his own wife, would be only pure intentions for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah in the Torah. Bifrat, the mitzvah Yibum, especially if we're talking about the mitzvah of Yibum, shehi mitzvah govoya ma'oid ma'oid, which is a mitzvah that's on a very, very high spiritual level. If the person were pure the way they're supposed, of course they'd be able to do it with pure intentions. And the fact that we can't is because we're not so pure. We're not on that level. The fact that we today are not on the level to have pure intentions of mitzvah, that implies a deficiency, a defect in the area of bris. Shehu bo me'isha zoina, which comes from the illicit woman, from the klipa, from the tumah, shehi hepech isha yiras Hashem, which is the opposite of the spirit of Hashem, the Shekhinah, that's referred to as isha yiras Hashem, shehi bechinas emunas chachamim, Torah shebal peh, which is synonymous with faith in the rabbis and the Torah shebal peh, they're associated with the Shekhinah. Nimtza, we see therefore, shepegam abris, that a deficiency, a defect in the area of bris, dahainu ma she'eino yochel lechavin l'shem mitzvah, in the form of the fact that the person is not capable of having pure mitzvah intentions in going through a process of yibum, zehu bi'atzmoi bechinas pegam emunas chachomim. That itself implies a weakness, a deficiency, a defect in faith in the rabbis, in the connection to the Torah shebal peh. V'chein mevoyer bekama mekoimois bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal, and Rabbi Nosson Zal says we find this point explained in several different places in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings. She'emuna v'tikkun abris heim bechina achas, that faith and tikkun abris are one; they go together. Ayin Shom, look over there in the different sources of Likutei Maran, for example, chapter 31, chapter 23, chapter 36, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk, Ubrisi ne'emen esloi. My covenant was accepted by him in a trustworthy manner. That's one of the sources that puts together bris and emuna. Ubrisi ne'emen esloi. And therefore, me'achar sheze ho'och eino imatze lesochiv, once we have a situation where the living brother is not helping the brother who passed away, he's not saving his soul, oimach ma she'eino roitze, either because he refuses to, he doesn't want to, oimach ma she'eino yochel lechavin l'shem mitzvah, or because he's incapable of having pure intentions in this kind of relationship if he were to marry the widow of his brother. Shekol ze hu b'chinas pegam emunas chachomim, where both of these reflect a weakness in emunas chachomim, shemishom nis'oira v'nesaches chas v'shom hasoinei hagodol, which is what allows the great enemy, b'chinas Esav, to attach himself here. V'alkein, therefore, that person, the living brother, must have his shoe removed. Because as we saw earlier, that's where Esav attaches himself. When a person is lacking in Emunas Chachomim, Esav attacks from the feet, from the bottom of the feet. That's why this person who shows that he's not capable of going through with the mitzvah of Yibum, which means something's lacking there, there's an attachment of Esav there, that's why the person has his shoe removed. And the one who removes his shoe is specifically the wife of his brother who died. She's the one who has to remove the shoe from his foot, from the living brother. Because the Zohar HaKadosh tells us shenefesh hameis kshura baraglei hayovam, that the soul of the brother who passed away is attached to the feet of his living brother. V'chulu, ayin sham. Look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Mishpatim and other places where it discusses this mitzvah of Yibum. V'hoinyin hu kanal. And Rav Nosson Zal says this is tied into what we discussed earlier, and he's going to explain this now. Ki ikar pegam nefesh hameis hu pegam emunas chachomim kanal. Shubchinas raglen kanal. Because the main defect or deficiency in the soul of the brother who passed away, not having had any children, is a defect of emunas chachomim. It shows that something was incomplete there in emunas chachomim. Ve'ikar tikunoi ayidei ochiv daiko. And therefore, the one who's in a position best to help him to repair it is his brother, as we explained earlier, in the previous year. V'alkein, and therefore, ze hameis hu muchruch lehiskasher ba'ochiv, this brother who died must attach himself to his living brother. V'ikar mekoimoi boraglin, and the main place where he attaches himself to is the feet of his living brother. Shehein b'chinas emunas chachomim, sheshom pogam kanal. The feet represent emunas chachomim, which is where the deficiency is, where the lacking is. We said that emuna in general is represented by malchus, the bottom of the feet. And we said that the rabbis are the ones who set the direction for us. The Pasuk says about the Jews' relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu, v'sho'om asher beraglecha, the nation which is by your feet. And the Gemara says, ha'cholchem achrat soscha, meaning they follow your guidance, your direction. So a deficiency in emunas chachamim is reflected by the feet. V'achshov she'ochiv einoi roitza l'saknoi, and now that the living brother is unwilling to repair the brother who passed away, v'zeh machma she'yesh boy achizas esov aydeb gamonos chachom kanal, and that reflects the fact that the living brother is also suffering from a deficiency in emunas chachomim, and that's why esov is attached there a little bit. Nimtzo she'achshov nefesh hameis kshura sham baragle yochiv katziporim hachuzais bepach. So the brother who passed away, his soul attached itself to the feet of his living brother in the hope that his living brother is going to help him. Now that the living brother can't help him or won't help him, now he's attached there with no purpose, like birds that get caught in a trap. They get their feet caught in tar and they can't get out. That's how this soul, the soul of the brother who passed away now, is attached to his living brother's feet, and the living brother isn't helping him. Ki eino yochoy lalois, because the soul of the brother who passed away cannot go up to where it needs to go up, machmas shelo hiniach bonim, because of the fact that he did not leave behind children, upogam be'emunas chachomim, and there was a deficiency, a defect in faith in the rabbis, shehu klal ha-Torah, which is, that's the whole Torah, basically. Kanal, as we explained earlier. V'gam shom eitzel ochiv einu nistaken, and in addition, he's not getting a tikkun or any help from his brother, the living brother. Adarabba, just the opposite. Yochoy lehispagem shom yoyser chas v'shom. If the living brother's emunas chachomim is not so good, then the soul of the dead brother can be damaged and harmed by being plugged in over there. Ki hu koshur baraglov shelochiv, because the brother who passed away, his soul is bound, is attached to the feet of his living brother, Vishom Yesh Achizas Esav. And the living brother has some of Esav in him over there, Me'achar She'ena Roitzaliyamim, because he refuses to help his brother. He refuses or can't help his brother. Sheze b'chinas pgam emunas chachamim. That also is a display of lack of emunas chachamim. Shaydeze nechaz Esav, which allows Esav to be attached there. Shehu zuamas hanochosh, who represents the tumah of the snake, to be attached where? Boraglin, daika, at the feet. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, when the snake convinced Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas, afterwards Hashem issued curses to the snake, to Adam, to Chava, to the earth. So Hashem said, Vi'ato tishufenu okev. Man will step on the snake, and the snake will try to bite the heel of the foot of man. So we see the snake, the klipa of the snake, which the klipa of Esav, tries to attach itself to the feet. V'alkein hatikun al yedei ishtoi shecholetzes minolo mi'al ragloi. And therefore the solution here, the tikun, is by the wife of the brother who passed away, removing the shoe from the foot of the living brother, shaydeze machnia b'chinas Esav. By doing this, she weakens, she pushes down this klipa of Esav. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, that when Esav went out of Rivka first, Yaakov Avinu tackled him on the way out. V'yodoy oichezes ba'kev Esav. The hand of Yaakov Avinu grabbed onto, was holding onto the heel of the foot of Esav. Ki ho isho hi bechinas yodayim shel bala, because the woman is like an extension of her husband. She is the hands of her husband. Kimuva b'sefer hakone, as is brought in one of the famous Sifrei Kabbalah, the Sefer Hakone, that the woman, the wife, represents the hands of the husband. Ki emunas chachomim hu bechinas yodayim gamkein, because faith in tzaddikim, even though till now we've been referring to Emunas Chachomim as the legs, the feet, Emunas Chachomim is also tied into the hands. Ki al yedei ze mekablin kol hadvorim sheboilam. Because through Emunas Chachomim, we receive everything that Hashem would want to give us. Bechinas yedei hamaloch hamavur b'maim ranal. Via the hands of the angel, that's discussed in chapter 57 in Likut Imran, which this halacha is based on. There, Rabbein Azal says that Hashem gives over the shefa to certain malochim, and these malochim, with their right hand, they receive the shefa from Hashem. With the left hand, they receive the shefa from Hashem. With the right hand, they pass it on, they send it downward to the world. So we see, and we said, and Bechinas, and we know that when the Torah speaks about Emunas Chachomim, it says, Loi sosur min adovor ashiyagidu lecho yomen usmoil. Do not turn away, do not deviate from what the rabbis will tell you to the right or to the left. Don't go right or left of what they tell you. Stick to exactly what they tell you. So we see that these terms right and left that are used regarding the hands are also used to define the mitzvah of Emunas Chachomim. V'alkein, and therefore, he choyletzes haminol miregel hayovam, she removes the shoe from the foot of the living brother, v'aydeze nichna b'chinas achizas esov shenech hashem raglim. And by doing that, she weakens, she subdues the hold that Esav has over there in the feet, in his feet, in the feet of the yovam. Ki ikar yenikoso yali debichinas hemenolim she'eno mesukonim koroi, because the main ability for Esav to attach himself and draw comes from shoes that are improper. For oz kishecholzam, and then when the yavama removes the shoes from this man, zehu bechinas hachnosoi, that brings about the defeat, the weakening of Esav. And this is accomplished through the wife of the brother who passed away, who represents the hands, as we said before. V'hoikar al yidei b'china sahu ruach de shodei begavo. And again, what gives her an important role in this is based on that Holy Spirit that her husband injected into her, the brother who's no longer living, injected into her during their first union. Shezeh ikar binyona v'chiyusa. This is the main thing that builds her up, and this is her main source of spiritual life. Umachmazeh, and therefore, because of this, mashehi choyletzes minolo shelayovam, the fact that she has part of the soul of her husband who passed away inside of her, and now she removes the shoe from the living brother, nechshav keilu hu oise biyodo. It's considered exactly as if the brother who passed away were doing this, were performing this act with his hands, because she is his hands. Kihi b'chinas yodayim kanal, we said before, the wife is the hands of the husband. Kalideahu ruchanal, because through that spirit that he injected into her, shehu b'chinas tikun emunas chachamim, which we saw earlier, we learned in previous shurim, that represents the tikun of emunas chachamim, shenim shachme b'chinas neder, which comes through vows, that's what gives him the ability to remove the shoe from his foot, and thereby weaken the hold of Esav, whose main power comes when there's a deficiency or defect in the Emunas Chachomim. And with this, we understand the pasuk that says that his hand was holding on to the heel of Esav. Shemachnia achis az Esav me ragli hayovam. We weaken the hold of Esav on the feet of the Yovam, the living brother, al yedei shecholeitz menolai, by removing his shoe. Vazai yoitzo nefesh hameis lecherus. And once this act is performed, the soul of the brother who passed away is released and is able to go free. Me'achar shenichna achizas Esav. Once the power of Esav was weakened, shemishom ikar onshoy shalam eskanal. Esav, who is the source of the punishment of this brother who passed away. We know that Esav represents the Sitrachra, the Soton, the Eitzahara, the prosecution. Vazai nestaken al yedei b'china sahu rucha deshodi b'kavo. And then the soul of this brother who passed away gets its tikkun, its rectification, via that spirit that he injected into his wife originally. How? Sheyotze, that spirit is released al yedei horoik shel hachalitza, when the woman spits on the living brother. In that spit that she gives forth is released the soul, the part of the soul, the ruach, which her original husband, the brother who passed away, injected into her. That ruach comes out in that spit. Kemuva b'ksovim, as is explained in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Ki horoik nimshach b'sharoshoy mimokoim govoya ma'oid. Because spittle in the mouth, on a spiritual level, comes from a very high source. Mebechinas zivug haneshikun. It comes from the union of the mouths, the kissing. Kamuva b'ksovim, as is brought in the Kisvei Arizal and other Sifrei Kabbalah, that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that when we speak about a union between male and female, there's two levels of union. There's the upper union, which is the zivug neshikin, it's called, the union of the kissing, and then there's the lower zivug, which is the mating that takes place on a lower level. And the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that spit comes mimokoim govoya moid, from this very high level, the zivug haneshikin, mebechinas plios chachma. It comes from the level called plios chachma, which is bina. Bina is the plios of chachma, shehu bechinas neder, which is referred to as neder. V'alkein al yodoi daiko yoitse hahu rucha, and therefore it's through this act of spitting that that ruach, that spirit which her original husband injected into her, is released, comes out. Shenimshach gam kein misham. That ruach also originated from Bina, from Neder, from the Plius Chochma, as we discussed earlier. Valyidei hachalitza. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds a piece to it. Valyidei hachalitza. And through this process of chalitza, which has two parts, shecholtzin min al hayovam, she removes the shoe from the yovam, the living brother, v'yoyrekes befonav, and she spits at him, this is very embarrassing and insulting. We saw before that the clothing is the respectability of a person, the honor of a person. And all the clothing, a person is wearing a fancy suit and a beautiful tie and a beautiful shirt and no shoes, he don't look so respectable. The shoes are what seal the respectability of the person. So the shoes represent kavod, respect, and also when somebody spits at you, there are very few things that can be more insulting and degrading than somebody who had someone spit in their face. So the living brother is embarrassed by this. V'habusha hi tshuva. And we know that shame and embarrassment is one of the most powerful forms of repentance. When a person is shamed and embarrassed, and accepts it, doesn't respond. Vazai oile lemokim hatshuva, and this allows this living brother to go up, to rise up to the level of tshuva. Vishom nistakein pegam emunas chachamim, and there, the deficiency, the defect in emunas chachamim is repaired. Kishom hu bechinas neder kanal, because tshuva is in the same location as neder, the vow. They're both bina. The 50 levels of tshuva, 50 gates of tshuva. Vayidei kol ze nestake nefesh ameis, shoyson echezes boi. And through this whole entire process, the soul of the brother who passed away, which had attached itself to the living brother, gets its tikkun, umikabeles mishom chiyus, and receives new life. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, vishuvu vichyu. You will repent and you will live. So this tshuva process gives new life. Baruch Hashem li'olam, amen v'amen. At this point, Rav Nosson Zal concluded the discussion, but then for whatever reasons, he went on to add an appendix to it, to add additional pieces to it. V'ze b'chinas ma shekoyreis, now we understand also why part of this chalitza ceremony is that the woman yells at the living brother and she says, this is what is done to the man who refuses to build his brother's home. But she uses the word lo'ish. Lo'ish means to the man. Li'ish would mean to a man. Lo'ish is to the man. Hainu, shekacho oisin lo'ish hayedua. This is what we do to the man. You know which man we mean. We'll see in a minute. Shehu einoi roitze tomid livnois beisochiv. The man who doesn't want to help his brother in any way whatsoever. He doesn't want to build his brother's house up whatsoever. Rak adaraba, but rather just the opposite. He chases his brother to kill him. V'hu bechinas Esav. This refers to the man called Esav. Sheroidev tomid ochiv Yaakov, who is always persecuting and chasing after his brother Yaakov. V'nikro ish. And we know that Esav is called ish in the Torah. K'moshe kosuv, v'ayhi Esav ish sodeh. Esav was a man of the fields. He roamed in the fields. Vayidei chalitza samin al shel hayovam, and by removing the shoe from the yovam, nichna achizas Esav. This weakens the strangle hold of Esav. And this is why she announces, Kocho Yeose Lo'ish, that this is what is done to the man, Hayodua. The man means you know which man we're talking about. The original one, the Esav, the Ish Sode, who represents this lack of desire to help a brother. He's the enemy. He hates his brother. Paragraph Yud Beis. V'zeh b'chinas v'yorko b'fonov. Now Rav Nosson Zalei has another interpretation. That when the pasuk says she spits in his face, b'chinas kav hayu. The word yorko means to spit. The word yoroik also means a yellow beam of light, a yellowish green beam of light. B'chinas kav hayoroik. The Sifrei Kabbalah, when they speak about Hashem originally creating the world and maintaining the world, they refer to a certain beam of light that encircles the world. And that's another nickname for Bina. For Bina, Neder, the thing we've been speaking about till now. Bechinas Esther Yerak Roike Soisa. As the Gemara says in Megillah, page 13, that Esther, Queen Esther, who represented the Shekhinah, she was this yellowish, greenish color. Shemishom nimsha choroik b'sharoshoy. And as we explained earlier, spit originates from that upper level, that zivug hanashikin, that bina, that neder, that very high place. Umishom nimsha chahurucho kanal. And that's also where that Holy Spirit that the husband injects into his wife during that first union is also, that ruach is also coming from there. Vishom hu bechinas tshuva, and that's also the source of tshuva, the 50th level. Bechinas neder, vaydezeh niskan. And that's why through this process of the spitting, the yorka befonov, which represents this kav hayorik, bina, which is tshuva, through this we effect a tikkun for that ruach, that spirit of the brother who passed away, that's trapped inside his wife, in the widow, and trapped at the feet of his living brother, as we mentioned earlier. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'zeh b'chinas v'olso yevimtoi hashayro el hazikenim. The chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, we spoke about this several times along the way, chapter 57, begins with a question that was asked to one of the rabbis, when is Moshiach coming? And the rabbi, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, answered, I'll tell you, when the gate of Aram, when the Shar of Aram will be taken down, will fall, and be built back up and fall again, and built back up and fall again, it'll fall a third time, then you'll know Moshiach is on the way. So Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this. When the Torah discusses the mitzvah of Yibum, it says that the Yevama will take him to the Shar, to the entranceway, to the gateway, El Hazikenim, before the elders, before the rabbis. Lehachnia Shar Aram. Rav Nosson Zal says this is how this mitzvah participates in weakening the Shar of Aram, the gate, the entranceway to Aram. Kimavur b'soif hamaymar shalwanal, as is explained at the end of chapter 57 in Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on. Shaidei tikun emunas chachamim, that when we succeed in repairing whatever was lacking in emunas chachamim, mapilin shar Aram. That brings about the downfall of the gateway of Aram, v'nivne shar hakedusha, and the gates of holiness are built up. Ayin Shom, look over there at the end of the chapter on the Likutei Moran. V'zeh b'chinas, this is why the pasuk says, v'nigsho yevimtoi le'ene hazekenim, that the Yevoma will approach the living brother in front of the eyes of the elders, before the eyes of the elders. Ki ikar tikkun hachalitza hu al-yedei hazekenim, shem hacham shebador, because the main effectiveness of the chalitza is being accomplished through those elders who are the rabbis of the generation. Sheyesh lohem koyach l'sakein pegam ameis, They're the ones who have the ability to repair whatever was lacking in this brother who passed away, shepogam be'emunas chachamim, who was deficient and defective in the faith in the rabbis. Vaydezeh nivne shar hakedusha, and this is what helps build up the gates of holiness, umapilin shar aram nefilin achar nefila, and brings about the downfall of the gates of Aram again and again. And this will lead to Mashiach coming speedily in our days. This is why the Torah makes a point of saying, that this mitzvah of Yibum involves the woman going up to the gateway, to the entranceway, to the shar, before the elders. Because that's the tikkun. The tikkun here is the elders, the emunas chachamim. And that tikkun is what brings about the downfall of the shar of tumah and the elevation of the shar of holiness. This term shar is a very special term, the entranceway, the gateway leading, either leading to good or leading to the opposite. Paragraph Yudalid. Nothing is coincidence. You know, Rabbi Nazal says in a chapter in Likutei Maran that everything that a person sees or hears or acts with has a message. I just saw yesterday and today, I saw an article where it spoke about the Holocaust Center, those who are pursuing Nazis, Yimach Shemom, you know, who are still trying to search for and bring to judgment Nazis, Yimach Shemom, that are still alive. And it showed an advertisement that they put up all over Germany, in different cities in Germany, they put up an advertisement, you know, to try to encourage people to come forward, people who have any information about these criminals to come forward, and they're offering a reward for initial information, and then for a conviction, and then for different levels of reward, up to 25,000 euro if somebody will come forward. So in the advertisement, what do they pick as the advertisement? What picture did they put up? They put up the famous picture. Anyone that's read anything about the Holocaust, the picture of the entranceway into Auschwitz, Yimach Shemom. The famous picture of a very, very wide entranceway with a narrow opening and train tracks leading in through the narrow opening that took people into this shar of the Sitra Achra, this entranceway which brought about the destruction and the shaming and embarrassment of millions of people that were burned to death and gassed and all every different type of evil that was perpetrated against Jews especially and even against others in this place. But that's the picture. The picture is the shar, the entranceway. People see that, they know exactly, those that are at all familiar with the topic, they see that picture, they know exactly what we're talking about. That's the shar of the Sitra Achra. And then lahavdil, there's the opposite. Zeh hashar l'Hashem, tzadikim, those who are privileged to live in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, know that when you go towards the Beis HaMikdosh, there's the special shar. There's the shar ho'ashpois, shar Shechem, shar Yafo, the different entranceways by which you enter into the old city, taking you to, and then the Beis HaMikdosh itself had the different shorim, shar niknor, shar this, that are discussed throughout the Gemara. Paragraph Yudalid, Ve'ikr hatikin shemesaknem was chachomim hu b'shvil liskois l'sholoim shemishom ikra ha'hoilodo. We spoke a lot throughout this halacha and throughout the chapter in the Likutei Maran that this halacha is based on. We spoke a lot about the topic of emunas chachomim, trying to repair and restore anything that's lacking in emunas chachomim. Rav Nosson Zal says now, and the goal of that was in order to achieve peace, universal peace, shemishom ikra ha'hoilodo, which is what brings about production or reproduction. In order to produce, it takes two. And the two must be in a state of peace in order to cooperate, work together to produce a child. So when we talk about the tikkun of emunas chachamim, the goal is to achieve shalom, which leads to hoilodo. V'ze ikar hatikun. And that's the ultimate tikun. Ki shalom hu tikun kol ha'ilamos. Because peace is the tikun of all the worlds. V'chulu. Kemavur bekama mekoimos, as is explained in many places throughout Rabbi Nizal's writings. Ukemuvan b'maymar hanal, and as is explained in chapter 57. Shezoichen l'sholoim al yedei tikun emunas chachamim. That when we repair the emunas chachamim, then we're zoiche to peace. V'ze, as we'll see in a moment. V'ze ikar hatikun shel hayibum v'chalitza. And this is the real ultimate goal of the process of Yibum and Chalitza, lehachnia sinas esov hasoni agodol, to weaken and subdue and eliminate the hate of Esov, who is the great enemy, big brother Esov, velizkois li ahava ulesholim, and to be zoche to the opposite of Esov, which is love and peace. It's brought that the word Esav is bigematria shalom, to show that Esav is the opposite, the exact opposite force to peace. And this is what the Gemara says in Ksubas, page 50, al posuk ure'e vonim levonecha shalom al Yisrael. And see to it that you should have children, and your children should have children. Peace unto the Jewish people. Vam Rabbi Seinuzal, and our rabbis said on that pasuk, ki oz niftorin min hachalitza min ayibum. Because if you'll have children, and your children have children, then you will not have to go through the process of yibum and chalitza. Vaz yeshoim, and then there's peace. Because this Yibum Chalitza stuff usually is not that peaceful. Ki ikar hasholoim hu kishezoichen lohoilid bonim boilam. Because true peace is when we're zoiched to produce children in the world. She ikar hahoilodo bo mishom b'chin hasholoim, where the production of the children comes through peace between husband and wife. Va'oz nisrabe hasholoim al yedeim. And then if those children, then the peace is increased through them. Because again, because there's children, there's no need for Yibum Chalitza, which is usually full of strife. Aval kishein zoich lebonim, oz ein sholem. But when a person is not zoich to children, then there's something lacking in the peace. Ki ze ikar hapigam shepogam emunas chachamim, because that's the real issue here. The fact that we were poigem in emunas chachamim, v'nis oirer sinas hasoine hagodol, and that allowed the hate of the great enemy Esav to be awakened, v'nivgam ho'ahava hasholem. And when hate rises up, then the love and peace is no longer there. V'alkein shchiach oz k'totois bavur hachalitz v'ayibon. And this is why in those kind of situations, unfortunately, usually it leads to all kinds of machloikis, fights, regarding this issue of chalitza and yibum. Which brother is going to do it and not going to do it, and why not? And v'oz ein sholim. And then there's a lack of peace. Ad shenisratze lachloitzoy liyabum. Until they come to an agreement to go through yibum or to go through chalitza. And then that pigam, that lack of sholoim, gets repaired. And we're zoichet to peace. Sheze ikar hatikun kanal. That's the main tikun that we spoke about. Rav Nosson Zal had quoted earlier that the posuk says about chachomim, about the rabbis. Talmidei Chachomim marbim sholoim boilam. That Talmidei Chachomim, their main goal is to increase peace in the world. So the concept of emunas Chachomim, the proper relationship and respect for Chachomim, obviously is tied into increasing the peace in the world. Now, in the next few pages, Rav Nosson Zal is going to introduce the holiday of Purim and show us how in celebrating the holiday of Purim, how it's tied into everything we spoke about here earlier, related to this chapter on the Likutei Moran, the concept of Emunas Chachamim, and all the other points we discussed. Paragraph Tesvo, Vezeh Bechinas Purim. And this is tied into the holiday of Purim. Ki homon horosho omad al Yisrael al yidei pigam emunas chachamim shehu klal kol ha-toyra ki mishom ikar achizosoi. Because what gave this evil, wicked Haman the ability to rise up against the Jews was a deficiency in emunas chachamim, which is the entire, which represents the whole Torah, because that's where Haman is plugged in. Haman is plugged in to the issue of Emunas Chachamim. K'mo Yishom Rabbi Yisrael Nuzal, as the Gemara says, in Chulin, Haman min ha-Torah min ayin. Where do we find Haman in the written Torah? Shenemar, the pasuk that says, Hamin ho'eitza she'tzivisicho levilti achol mimenu acholta? Did you eat from that tree that I told you not to? Nimtza, we see therefore, she'achizosoi mebechinas eitz hadas toivora. That Haman is attached to, he's plugged into that Eitz Hadas, which is good and bad, Shehu Bechinas Pegam Emunas Chachamim, which reflects a deficiency, a defect in Emunas Chachamim. Because the Chachamim are the ones who separate good from bad. They're the ones who teach us how to distinguish between good and bad. The Eitz Hadas was a mixture, a chalant of good and bad. Good and bad mixed up together in a way that you couldn't recognize, you couldn't differentiate. Ki Haman hu zuamas hanochosh mizera molek. Because Haman represents the tumah of the snake. He's from the descendants of Amolek, mizera Esav Arosha, who was a descendant of Esav. Shehu hasoinei hagodol. He is the great enemy. Shemizgaper al yidei pegamunus chachamim, who draws power and strength when we are weak in our emunas chachamim. Shaydeze nivka machila, and this messes up the food, the eating process, as we discussed earlier. Ki oz ein zoichin lachila digdusha, because when Esav is strong, when the power of Esav is strong, then we lose the ability to eat with holiness. We know what Esav was all about was shovel the food into my mouth. Haliteni, no, he couldn't get it fast enough. And then our great enemy Esav gets stronger. From whom came forth Haman, Amalek, Tsoirer HaYehudim, the enemy of the Jews. The great enemy and prosecutor. Bechinas, as Esther Amalka said, Ish tsar v'oyev homon horo, this evil, wicked enemy, the one who's always been a thorn in the sides of the Jewish people. V'alkein rotsu homon v'zaroi levatel binyan beis hamikdosh, and that's why Homon's most important goal was to block the Jews from being able to rebuild their beis hamikdosh, because we see as soon as the Jews defeated Homon, immediately, that's when permission was granted to refurbish and rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. Shehu bechinas tikin emunas chachamim al yidei haneder kanal, oy Zion. And we discussed previously in paragraph Zion, the Beis Hamikdash represents the repair of emunas chachamim through neder, because the Beis Hamikdash was built through the neder of Yaakov Avinu, through the neder of Dovid HaMelech, and through the nedarim and nedavos, the contributions that came as a result of the vows that the Jewish people made, their pledges to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. V'heim rotzu levatel tikin zeh chasashon. And Haman and his cronies wanted to block all of that, to eliminate that. Ki ikar achizosoi mipigam emunas chachamim. Because Haman's main power source is from lack of emunas chachamim. Shezeh b'chinas eitz hadas toivora, which is what the Eitz Hadas represented. Bechinas Hamin Ho'eitz. As the Gemara says, Haman is attached to the Eitz. We said the Eitz was an example of lack of Emunas Chachamim, where instead of following the advice and guidance of Hashem and Adam HaRishon, Chava chose to take the advice of the snake over Hashem's advice. Lack of Emunas Chachamim. V'zeh shomro, Rabbi Seinu Zal, and this is also why the Gemara says in Megillah, page 12, Loma nischayv v'Yisrael shabay seder kloya, what did the Jews of that generation do to deserve this decree that they were all supposed to be wiped out? One opinion is, al sheishtachavu letzelem, they bowed to idols. That's one opinion. V'chatom, or another rabbi says, al shenehenu misudosoi sheloi sarosha, they participated in, they enjoyed the party, the banquet of that evil Achashverosh. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, hainu hach v'loi pligi, these two opinions which seem to be differing are not. They're both really saying the same thing. Ki ze toli boze, because these two are directly dependent on each other. Ki ishtachavu letzelem, bowing to an idol, hainu al yidei pigam emuna, that's lack of emuna. Bechinas pigam emunas chachomim, sheze ikar emuna, which means a deficiency in emunas chachomim, which is the essence of emuna, which is the most important part of emuna. Ki ikar emunaseinu akdoisha ein zoichin kima yidei emunas chachomim. Because true faith in Hashem and in Torah and in holy places and everything, a Jew cannot possibly have without faith in the rabbis, without a close connection to the rabbis. Sheheim mamshichim hu emunah akdoisha. They are the ones who teach us and imbue us with emunah. We say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in one of the songs that we sing in the Chazoras Hashatz of Shachris, we say, Atzosoi emuna pe'ulosoi emes. His advice is faith. This refers to Hashem and the tzaddikim. The advice of the tzaddik is full of faith. If you look at the sforum of the tzaddikim, they are gushing and dripping with faith in Hashem, trying to strengthen a person's faith. And then, during that time, when the Jews bowed to the idol of Nebuchadnezzar, their main sin was turning away from the rabbis. They had living examples at that time of other Jews who were put to this test. Three great rabbis, three prophets, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, who were offered a choice, bow to the idol or be thrown into the furnace. Shemosru nafshom al kiddush Hashem. They were prepared to put their lives on the line to sanctify Hashem's name. Vehem aloy lamdu mehem. But these other Jews, these other rabbis, these later rabbis, did not follow the example of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. This is a lack of faith in rabbis. They didn't look to see what does the rabbi say or what does the rabbi do and take an example from him. This is the whole concept of bowing to the idol. Because lishtachavot, to bow, means bowing all the way, which is including the legs, the thighs. That's where the ishtachavoyo is. And that also implies a deficiency in faith in the rabbis who are referred to as the legs. As the Gemara says in Brochas, page 6, birki derabonon deshalhi, minayhu, that when the knees of the rabbis knock together, it's coming from the klipos, from the shadim that caused that. So we see again the Torah speaks about the legs of the chachamim. Ki ikar his gabrusam, while bechinas birki derabonam, because the sitrachro, when it tries to fight holiness, it fights via the legs of the rabbis. Bechinas emunas chachamim, the concept of faith in the rabbis. V'zeh b'chinas v'teka kaf yerech Yaakov. And this will also explain that great event in history when Yaakov Avinu battled the angel of Esav, and the angel of Esav was able to hurt him in his thigh. Ki ikar his gabrus b'chinas soroi shel Esav hurak al b'chinas yerech Yaakov. Because the real place where Esav is able to harm the Jewish people is when it comes to the thigh of Yaakov, which is the Emunas Chachamim. And this ties in with what the other rabbi said, that the reason why the Jews were worthy of a decree to be destroyed was because they enjoyed the banquet of Achashverosh, Hainu Pegam Huachila, which means the wrong kind of eating. Because as Rabbein Azal shows over there in chapter 57 on the Likutei Moran, that when there's lack of Emunas Chachamim, when there's Avodah Zorah, this affects the eating, the food. We'll continue from here in the next Shiur Mitzvah Shem.